Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And it sounds like, once again, I sound like I'm in a tin can.
We like being in tin cans.
We like being in tin cans. This does not sound good. Let me see if I can switch this. Hold on a second.
Well, Dr. Ginny is going to try to go in on one line, because apparently we are echoing badly tonight, which is pretty typical.
Yeah, it is pretty typical, isn't it? Well, hopefully people can hear me. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Let's hope this stays this way. I want to welcome everyone to the show. We have a great show tonight. One of the things we're going to be talking about, you know, when we go to get our mani-pedi, right? What do the nail technicians actually say?
Wow,
have you ever wondered that?
I do. Because
I know, me too.
They all talk to each other, and you're sitting there thinking, wow, they're probably talking about me.
I would say the insecure person thinks they're always talking about them. The person who probably is an egomaniac thinks that they're saying wonderful things about how wonderful their nails are. And then there's like us in between, where, you know, you always wonder, are they talking about me? Are they not? Yeah, I always.
Because you don't know.
I always wondered if they're real words.
You think they're just making up sounds?
Well, I just remember we talked about that one day. Like, they could be saying anything and we wouldn't know it.
And that's possible.
Yeah, they could be sitting there going, squaw, and it may be nothing.
Why would they do that?
They probably wouldn't. Just like we wouldn't know. They wouldn't know what we were saying if they didn't speak English. So the truth is, they could be.
So we could just sit there.
So
and
we
go,
probably sound
la,
to them
la,
like
la.
Yeah, like that. They're probably going. They're probably just singing song lyrics. I don't know. But it'll be. It's interesting because a reporter actually went who spoke Vietnamese, and it's kind of interesting what she discovered. So we'll be talking about that tonight. And, of course, we're going to be doing our mini angel readings tonight. And if you'd like to call in and get a reading, you can call us at 323-679-0882. That's
323-679-0882.
There you go. And we had a very, very busy week. It's homecoming week here in the town that Jessica's family and my family lives in. And so it's been kind of crazy.
It's been crazy, but more because of your family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because my kids are out of high school.
I've got a senior this year, so she's been kept quite busy.
Busy, yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun. But I'm glad it's over now.
It was hectic.
Know,
oh, my gosh.
It was really hectic.
Every night, something new.
There was always something new, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that they all got through it and they were all safe, because that's always a concern. And then on Sunday, y'all are going to think this is terrible, and I am not going to mention my daughter's name, because my daughter is going to be going to Stetson. She's already, you know, accepted.
Yep.
So she's going to Stetson University in the fall, but you know, they had open house, and
mm-hmm.
so we decided that we would go to the open house, not because we wanted to hear what they had to say, because we'd already done that,
right?
But simply because they had the best scones and the best coffee that we have ever had in our life. Now, you and I are coffee connoisseurs.
Yes, we are.
Okay, we drink coffee a lot. We get it everywhere we go. Scones. We love scones. We've been to every tea house within driving distance in Central Florida, so we know scones. But this place had the best. And we now have a new name for the people at Stetson. We love them dearly, but they are scone Nazis.
Scone Nazis, because they would not tell us where they got them.
No,
from.
And I told you the last time I was there, when I went last year for orientation, an open house, they would not reveal the secret. I kept saying, do you bake them? Do you buy them? They're like, oh, we don't really know. I'm like, come on, you know. And they're like, no, we really don't know.
And they come in so many flavors, and they're, oh, my gosh, they're so
they're to die
delicious.
For. So they would not tell us. And then, because we're normal people, that's in quotes if you couldn't say, we went and we stopped one on campus, and we found one of the people that worked inside the restaurant.
Right.
And she was tire anyway, so we just assumed she worked there. And we said, by the way, can you tell us where they get the scones? And it was like we asked for
and
the secret McDonald's recipe or something, or the KFC recipe. She's like, and she started walking faster.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't know. I think they buy them, but sometimes they make them. But you can never tell the difference, so I don't know.
And she ran away.
And that's when we decided, has anybody seen Soylent Green?
It's people.
I don't know what we're eating. All I know is that they're really good. And if it's people, so be it. You know, bring it on, because they were really good, weren't they?
They were so good.
Were so
I brought
good.
One home in my purse. That's
okay.
How good they
no,
were.
No. The worst part is we really did just. Okay, so we got. Were those annoying people that got their maybe later than everybody else. I don't want to identify us if anyone's listening to the show. We perhaps, maybe got there later than everybody else. And then they said, well, please get something to eat and have a seat. But the table was at the front where the speaker was. Now, you know, people who had, you know, class or, you know, were average intelligence would not go to the table. They'd sit down. But no. We just, en masse, went up to the table, grabbed our scones and coffee and sat down. But then once we finished the scones, we do this, as you've all heard us on the show, we kind of make a sign to each other, and then one, you know, we 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, one will get up, and then we wait a little bit, the other gets up. So it doesn't look like we're en masse leaving the room. And so then we left, and then we walked the campus, and we were showing some of my daughter's friends, and it was a lot of fun. And then we found another table that was for their homecoming week. And what did it have?
More scones! And we stole some. We didn't steal them. We just kind of, they were sitting out there with no one around them.
I'm pretty sure they meant for us to take them, didn't they?
They're like, come eat me.
Yes, I heard them saying, eat me, please eat me. I'm so chocolatey delicious. Well, so then we ended up eating more scones, and then campus security drove by and stopped the little golf cart, and we decided it was time to go to the library.
Yes,
but
yes.
It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. So it was a great time. And then Sunday, because it was the end of homecoming week, we had what we call Pajama Sunday, where we went to a friend's house, and everybody wore their warmest, comfiest pajamas, and we watched movies all afternoon. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it was like a really good week, and I really enjoyed myself. And I just got to say this. Anytime you can spend a week that's really hectic, but catch up on a Sunday, it's the best feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
I really think so. All right, so I'm going to take a few callers, and when I'm done, I'll take more after that. But in between, I'm going to talk to you all about not only what they say at the nail parlors, but actually who started the concept of because everyone, yeah, I most of our nail salons here are owned by Vietnamese people.
Right.
And you're like, why is this a thing? You know, like why, what, you know, did somebody take out an ad in Vietnam and say, oh, come open up nail salons? Like,
well, I'm
what?
Sure word spread that Americans,
I think you're all
going to
be shocked to find out where it came from.
Really?
And that's just, yeah, I think it's really, I was shocked and I was so proud of her family and her heritage, and when you hear this, you'll be shocked too. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our first caller, and our first caller is calling from area code 248 with a prefix of 429. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Ladies, how are you tonight?
We are wonderful, and how are you doing?
Good, good. This is Mike.
Mike from Wisconsin?
Arizona.
Arizona. Oh, I was so close. It had a N in it.
I was going to say, you were not close in any way.
I know, not even close. Mike, how are you doing? How can we help you tonight?
I am fantastic. It's been a little bit since I've called, but I kind of have looks like a possible pupil has come into the realm, and, you know, I've been working on my psychic and mediumship development over 3 years, and I've been working on, a lot of it lately. I've been giving a few of my friends who, you know, do that for a living as, you know, just kind of get practice and so forth. Is this person, and he's well-read, and I'm just curious if that's the reason paths have crossed.
Okay. I'm going to tell you two things about that. First of all, That is one of the reasons your paths have crossed. And the other reason is to give you confidence in this, in your ability to teach someone else. Does this make sense?
It's funny, my one friend, I think this is my guinea pig.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and yet no one really wants to be called that, so I'm thinking phraseology could be a little different.
Test subject.
Yes.
There you go.
How about my initial student? There
you go.
Yeah, there you go. Like instead of guinea pig, or you know, I can think of a whole bunch of different ways to describe that. But truthfully, I think you're right, and I think it's going to increase your self confidence in what you do and what you can do. And the next thing the angels are showing me is it's not just a self confidence builder. It's like going to take the veil off of the next pathway for you to go on, because
nice.
You've been going down a certain path. But then it's also like, which direction do I go? Because there's a lot of directions you can go in what you do, correct?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the choices almost seem overwhelming.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because there's like so many choices, and which one do you do? And they all seem interesting. Blah, blah, blah. But what's going to happen is this is like going to remove the veil from the path. And I always say when the path is revealed, you'll know it. And clearly this person was sent to you for that reason. I feel really confident that you'll see the path clearly.
Nice. And again, it's odd that I call on, the last memorative phone call that I recall is you were talking about padded bras that deceive men, and we've got some funky, toe discussion on petties.
Yeah. You know, are you trying to tell me that my show is female oriented?
I'm just saying I've called twice now, and
you know,
I think I'm the one that brought up the sequel bras because you were talking about something. I forget about what the men were conceiving or hiding, or I forget what it was that you were talking about.
I think it was toupees. I think it was. Weren't we talking about
there
toupees?
You go.
I believe it was. We do try to always have both points of view.
Uh-huh.
And you so kindly brought up the fact that although men can be vain in wearing toupees on occasion, women, which it can be misleading, you did bring up the fact, you know, what happens when a girl's wearing, you know, false breasts or padded breasts. And then all of a sudden you're left with a great deal of disappointment in your hands. so we have nothing to run our fingers through, and you guys have nothing to hold, and life is tough. I love it. But we are trying to be fair. We truly are.
And again, I'll do my best to help.
Well, I know that you will always keep us honest because you will always call us and let us know when we're going off the path. But I'm really glad that this has happened for you. And equally as important as having him, you know, having this person come into your life that you can help and mentor is the fact that you recognized it. Because I think so many people have opportunity that's presented to them. I say this almost on a daily basis. The majority of people either don't recognize it or choose to ignore it.
Right.
And that's why they don't get to the next level. And I know that you will always recognize it and then take advantage of it. And by doing so, you will always be moving forward. Because if you're not moving forward, you're standing still, you're stagnant. And no, that's not a fun word, is it?
No, by no means. Nope, not at all.
No, not at all, not even a little bit. So I think you're definitely going in the right direction. And all is going well in Arizona?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. I mean, I had a little eye surgery today, but I have Rockstar insurance, so it's all good. Other than that, Arizona is magical. I'm creating like crazy.
Well, I see, and that's not a pun. I had to say it, come on. Arizona is magical. There's supposed to be a lot of vibrational energy in Arizona, and it's funny. I was thinking about Arizona yesterday, and I've been fortunate to have traveled to many, many places, but that is one of the places that I've been to that I felt like I did not have enough time, that I definitely want to go back to because it is magical.
I'm fortunate to have a day trip away, you know, from Sedona. So, you know, the weather's unbelievable up there now, and, it's absolutely fantastic.
Right, exactly. So let me ask this question before I let you go. You're in Arizona. You're having a good time. You're feeling good. You're healthy. Your eyes are going to be okay. Let me just take a look at that for you because, you know, that's sort of kind of what I do. So what are they saying heal time, 5 days total?
I have my post-op appointment tomorrow morning, so I'll know more. But I know, I mean, I'm going to be out of the gym for at least 2 weeks and,
okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. So,
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. That breaks my heart. Now, if you want, Jessica and I, now we're really kind-hearted people, and we want to be able to boost you up. So if you want to send us pictures of the before and after post-gym and prior gym
there
photos,
you go.
We've never had a problem with that. Mike's running as far as he can now.
Because it's funny because my couple friends from my development class back in Michigan were like, you know, you kind of got to come up with a moniker. And I go, you know, I was like, well, too bad Magic Mike's taken care of, already taken from that movie. And I've been doing Insanity for about 6 weeks. So
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. So you're working hard.
Yeah. And so for the age of 43, when I look at some of my other friends, it's like, wow.
I'm gonna say you're doing well, and you know what? It's okay if you take a couple of weeks off, and you really want to do that because you don't want to pull out any stitches or anything else that's been done there, right?
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So be careful. But I see. You know, when I ask the angels, full success with that, you'll be very pleased with the results of what you had done.
Wonderful. And
okay.
I'm just fortunate that I have awesome health insurance.
You know, thank God for health insurance. That's a whole nother show, let me tell you. But thank God for health insurance, that's for sure. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for calling in. And please don't wait so long next time you call back in, okay?
Oh, I certainly will. I've got a regular schedule now, and it's I'll be calling often.
Okay, wonderful. We look forward to it. You take care now.
All right, ladies. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That is not Magic Mike. We're going to call him the Stupendous Mike.
We don't know Magic Mike,
but you know, ever since I saw Matthew McConaughey in Magic Mike, I was not thrilled with his character in that, nor with the pallor of his skin. It was very opaque looking.
Have you seen him recently?
He does not look good. I know he lost a lot of weight for a role.
He's like super skinny.
Yeah,
wow.
And I know he eats really healthy and very organic, but there's a point at which you stop looking lean and you start looking waif-like.
Yes, I agree.
And he has definitely reached that point,
you know,
for sure. So let's see what happens. I hope he's doing well. I think, you know, George Clooney used to do this for roles. He had gained and lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the other gentleman. Don't you hate it when you can't find? Oh gosh, he was in the volleyball movie. Tom Hanks. It came to me. Okay.
Volleyball movie.
Well, you know where he was on the beach with the volleyball.
No.
He's like in the plane that went down. Okay, the volleyball movie. Because everyone knows what the volleyball movie is. Tom Hanks has gained and lost so much weight for so many films that now he's type 2 diabetes. Diabetic.
Oh wow.
Yeah? And so what I will say is this. You've got to be really careful. George Clooney did it one time, and he said he would not do it again because it gave him all kinds of health problems,
wow.
even though he was able to lose it pretty
mm-hmm.
quickly. But I think Matthew McConaughey has done it so drastically that, you know, he's got to be really careful because it's tough on the system.
Well, he's normally, you know, in good shape, muscular.
Yes.
But I saw him for a preview for a new movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he looked terrible.
He
was so skinny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if that was intentional?
Well, it was for the part. I know he lost a lot of weight for a part. And we're hoping for a couple of different things. We're hoping, of course, that he's going to be healthy. We're also hoping to run into George Clooney because he is here in Florida.
He's in New Smyrna Beach. And I think we should take a ride to New Smyrna Beach on Saturday.
I think there you go. I think we have our plan for Saturday.
And if George Clooney is listening, we will meet you on New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, George, you just call into the show. Let me give you our private number.
There you go.
I'll give you a reading you'll never forget. We would hope to reach George Clooney. I want everyone to know that coming into the studio right now, we did mention the last time we were in Daytona Beach that we wanted the Krispy Kreme hot donuts. We talked about it on the show. And so it does seem that one of our producers has brought us, and they're still warm, oh my gosh, Krispy Kreme donuts. And I want you all to know that you're more important to me than a donut because I'm actually going to take the next call and not eat one of those till our song break. So.
Will you be sad if I eat one while you're
talking? No, you go ahead and chomp away. Just mute your Mute your mic so we don't all hear it and make everybody's mouth out there water. All righty, we'll go ahead and take our next caller right now, who looks like they're calling from 441-428. This looks like an overseas number, so I'm gonna ask if you're on the line. Yes, that's you. Go ahead, you can speak. The last digits in your number, three digits, are 256. Okay, that caller is not speaking, so I'm going to mute them, and I'm going to go on to the next caller. And I'm going to ask the next caller if they have something to say. You're welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. And your number has a 288. 288. I'm not giving out the whole numbers on purpose, obviously, to maintain the privacy of our callers. Okay, and that caller I'm going to put on mute as well. So I will now go to the very next caller. This caller looks like they're calling in from area code 831 with a prefix of 375. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on. I'm enjoying the jovial energy, and I love scones and coffee. I'm always on the high person.
You know what? Then you found a home. This is the place. Looking for scones, coffee, or just a relaxing evening.
That's right.
This is the place to be. And I know you did not have a question mark next to your call, so perhaps you were just listening and I've just interrupted your evening. Is that possible?
Well, you know, I wasn't in the queue, but I'm happy to be in the queue, and I'm thinking about a move to Los Gatos. Is that something that maybe I could ask since now I'm on
yes.
the air?
Since you're here, okay. And I've just forced you to be
you
on the show. Let me take a look there. Now, the funny
Thank
part
you.
Is I'm seeing that's actually a very positive thing for you to do. Have you committed to do it? I know you're just thinking about it. What is your holdup? You're worried about finances?
Well, I'm just waiting for them to come through. And I live right next to the ocean, and I have for a long time. I love the ocean, and it my daily reprieve and my renewing and meditation time I take, you know, down at the seashore. So, you know, that's a big change for me, but it's I'm at the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle, and, you know, it just seems that this move to Los Gatos, which I'm pretty much committed to, it seems like it will just be opportune for another aspect of my life and for other avenues to unfold.
I agree with you, but I will also say this to you, that the move, it's not just one area of your life that's going to be affected by this. It's several different areas. And I see it as an opportunity for you to expand in the social arena, where not that you're not expanding now, but you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
And that's definitely a reason that I want to go there.
I think, yeah, it's definitely advisable. And I'll tell you something else that will happen as a result of that. You're going to have be exposed to something that you hadn't even thought about before, and I don't quite understand what it is. And this sounds so weird, but I have to tell you what I'm being shown, so I'm just going to put it out there. I'm being shown prisms and lights and refraction. It seems odd for me to explain this, but that's what I'm being shown. So I don't know if it's some kind of healing, new healing technique, or if it's artwork, or I can't quite, but it's using lights, crystals, and refracted light. I can't explain it, but that's what I'm seeing. And that will have something to do with you, for sure. So that'll make a huge, huge difference. So I think it's going to be a great move for you, a great move for you. Okay.
Oh, excellent. That is so wonderful to hear. And as you were talking about that, what's going to be shown to me, I mean,
yeah.
I just felt my heart leap. I don't know
well,
what
see,
it is either,
yeah.
But
and you know, that's the cool part. We don't have to worry.
My heart is leaping as you say it. So I know that as soon as you said it, it's like my heart is just rushing to experience it. And so I just, I know it's good. It's luminous.
Right. It is. It's going to be a very good thing for you. And it's really going to expand your horizons. But whatever this is, it's going to be awesome. It's going to raise you two levels, not one, but two. That's important. Two levels is huge, okay? Most people move a level at a time. This will catapult you up two levels, which I can't explain what this refraction of light and prisms and, but it's pure energy, and it's just, it's an enlightenment that's going to happen to you when you get there. So I think you're going to do really, really well, okay? And
I'm
now
so happy.
The only thing you have to do is call us and let us know how wonderful it is after you get to experience it. Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
Okay.
You.
Very,
if I
very
find
good.
Any good scones, I'll let you know, too.
Okay. Let me tell you, we'll go anywhere for a good scone. It's true.
She's definitely not lying. We'll drive hundreds of miles.
Literally, yes. It's happened before, so we really would. So you also keep us informed on that, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. It's wonderful.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you. You have a good day.
God bless
okay.
you.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, she's sweet.
She was so sweet.
I love happy positive
people. She lives
people.
Near the ocean. She's so lucky.
I mean, really, living by the ocean constantly fills you with a sense of joy and a sense of happiness, and I just love that. Listen, we're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to take caller from 714, and then we're going to try that other caller who wasn't quite on the phone but I know is there. We'll be back in two.
Colors and promises.
And we're back at the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And, yes, we may have tasted those donuts. I'm not going to deny that we
tasted,
did that.
We both
devoured.
Ate an entire donut.
And the worst part was the song didn't go long enough because I wasn't quite done swallowing, but we made it through. And so that was pretty darn good. And I want to thank our producer for bringing that in because
that
was really kind of her.
Krispy Kreme donuts, oh, my gosh.
Nothing like it when that little light goes on.
And a donut.
And, you know, I never had them until you told me about them.
Well, my family's tradition was go to Daytona Beach, and on the way home, you buy Krispy Kreme donuts.
And now it has become my family's tradition.
Because you have to do it. And it's crazy because you're all sticky from the sand. Then you become sticky from donuts.
And then you have and then the sand sticks even more. And you usually have a little bit of sunburn anyway. And
right, but it's a whole package.
It makes the sunburn more palatable.
It
I mean,
does.
You can deal with that more,
right.
Can't you? Yeah, I know. It's good. I like it. It was wonderful, and it was very thoughtful. And a fresh cup of coffee. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is heaven. Who knows? Is it so sad that it's so easy to make me happy?
Donuts and coffee, it is heaven.
It is
heaven. Better have donuts and coffee or we're going to be in trouble.
It's going to have donuts and coffee. It's going to have an ocean view room.
Oh,
I already have mine reserved. And it's also going to have lots of hot men with no shirts on display.
Hot men, no shirts?
Hot
yes.
men with no shirts because, I mean, you know, and I'm sure heaven for men is a little bit different than what heaven is for women, but I'm just saying. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller here, who's calling in from area code 714 with a prefix of 586. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
We are doing
very great.
Pretty great. Who are we speaking with?
This is actually Boo Boo. I'm in the chat room, but my real name is Lynn from California.
Lynn, well, hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show. And I did see you in the chat room, and I'm not one of these great technically inclined type of people, so I tried to type in the words, yes, you are next, and instead I just muted my mic. So pretty much the story of my life. Mike, I'm the only one who's been pulled over for impeding traffic because I was going too slow. It's just sad.
And that is a true story.
Yeah, it really is. Now, Lynn, how can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, at the end of this month, I'm going to have another, I believe it's called deposition with the other lawyer because I have a lawsuit going on, and it's my second time around with the same lawyer. Is it going to be favorable in my corner,
okay.
Or is it going to be hanging on again?
This is the thing. Like, I see the first time it was supposed to be favorable for you, but
Yay.
Something mucked it up. Is that true? And I said mucked with an M. But I feel like something mucked it up, and I don't know what that was. But I feel like it was supposed to go in your direction the first time, and it didn't. So now this time it is going to go in your direction. I'm going to say to you, in all honesty, I don't think you're going to get out of it what your dream is. Do you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
you are still
going
to end off better than you are.
Yeah,
tell me about that. What were you hoping for?
I was just hoping for maybe, because I haven't worked in a year because it is I've been under a doctor's care, just a little money just to compensate my time of being off work. That's it.
Okay, that makes sense. And let me ask you this. Was there something back and midsection on you that was a problem?
No, actually, I was poisoned by a student of mine.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and so you ingested the poison?
Yeah, he put something in my coffee, and I got ill and was in the hospital for a while, so I'm under a doctor's care for more emotional stress.
Well, that's where the midsection part came in. That's what I'm saying. Midsection, and also the lower stomach area, but that's where that came in. Now, the warming on the top would denote emotional duress, but
yes.
Is that because you no longer trust your students, or is it because you're in such shock that someone could be so evil?
Yes, I can't believe somebody could be so evil, and I'm paranoid because actually I'm a nursing instructor. So this was a nursing student who did this to me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I feel kind of sad for him.
Well, you feel bad for him or for you?
Actually, for him, well, for me also, because physically, but that somebody who's trying to come into this profession that has a cold heart like that, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, I think that in any business, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, a candlestick maker, I think that there's what I call mental illness. And I think that obviously for somebody to purposely do something, physically do something that would hurt another individual, there's certainly a lack of compassion. And maybe maybe they're blocked. They don't have feelings the way they should. So maybe they're emotionally bound up as well. So I don't think, you know, whether, and I know you're probably saying, well, going in as a nursing student, this person should have exemplary compassion for others. But maybe they do. Maybe they're one of these people that are, like, beyond sensitive. Now, believe me, I'm not standing up for what they did. Don't misunderstand. I mean, boo-boo. Don't misunderstand me, okay? All right? But what I guess I want to say is, don't feel so sorry for them, but I'm glad that you do, but more hope that they just are able to get the help they need so that they never feel like they have to stoop to something so heinous again, right?
Yeah, okay.
I said the word wrong again, didn't I, Jessica?
I didn't say a word.
Yeah, I do all the time. So can I ask you where the name Boo-Boo came from?
Oh, I used to call my daughter, which was little Boo-Boo.
Oh, well, you know, I remember it from the Bears, right? Hey, Boo-Boo. That was my era growing up, so I remember the cartoon, so I had to say it that way. Now, let me tell you something else about you, if I may, with your permission. I'm going to tell you that you're going to overcome this. Are you looking for disability or are you looking for compensation for loss of earnings?
More the compensation because
good.
It put my family in a big bind because I'm not working.
Right, and you were mentally so, yes, I believe me, I can feel your angst, and I'm really glad that you're not going for disability because I have to tell you, I think that would be a mistake for you because you have to get beyond this. You have to realize that bad things happen to good people sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there are probably some people listening to this call that are saying, come on, I mean, you didn't die from it. You're okay. It's just the mental anxiety that you're going through. And they don't quite understand what it's like to be the target of something like that and to not know it in advance. So you do worry that it could happen to you again. However, understand this. You know, we just passed the anniversary of what happened in Connecticut, the shooting. And it's unfathomable for us to even think that little, innocent, beautiful young children were murdered in such a horrible way. It makes us nauseous to even think about it. And yet life has to go on. And I say the same to you. If you want to win, if you want to succeed, if you don't want that person who poisoned you to win, you have to thrive. Do you see what I'm saying? You must thrive.
Yes.
Because you know what? He didn't kill you with the poison, but might as well have because look what's happened to you. Right?
Yes.
So you need to thrive. It's very, very important. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And I actually know that you can.
Thank you.
I actually know that you can. Okay? And I'm going to say a prayer for you, and I'm going to say it right now. If you don't mind, may I say a quick prayer for you?
Oh, please.
Okay, here we go. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus, angel, and saints, we're going to ask that Lynn, affectionately called Boo-Boo, from California is able to not only heal physically but mentally from the things that she suffered, and that she can overcome what has happened to her to come back even stronger, both mentally and physically, than before, so that she can not only set an example for herself and her family, but for everyone else who would go through something that's like this. And we pray that she can thrive not only at home but socially and at work, and be able to be her best and highest self from this point forward. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy
Amen.
Spirit. Okay. I really truly believe that you're gonna really start to thrive, and I understand you've got a lawsuit going. But when everything gets put to rest, I really want you to go out there and show this person that they did not succeed. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Many
very
blessings
much.
To
Thank
you. You're welcome.
You
call in again, okay?
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks.
You take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, she's sweet, huh? That's
what
really neat.
Devastating thing to happen.
You know, it's funny. I had several calls this week with some similar type situations.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had a call with a delightful person who I've spoken with in the past, whose father tried to kill both her and her brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Drugged them. She ended up almost dying in a coma.
Wow.
But she survived it. And for her and for anyone else who's listening who may have been involved in something like that, I always say, you know, people who get raped, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going here because this is also a call that I got this week. People who get raped and shut down and can't move forward, it's like they're being abused over and over
right.
and over again, because that rapist has succeeded in shutting them down.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to show that they're not going to win is for you to thrive as an individual in all areas of your life. And I know it's very easy for me to say, because I wasn't the one who was poisoned or raped
uh-huh.
or whose father tried to kill them. I understand that. But I also do know that when we thrive as individuals, we shine in God's eyes. That's what he wants. He's made us so that we could be the best that we could possibly be. He doesn't want us to be mediocre. And so when bad things happen to us, we have to get beyond them, because otherwise we still suffer from those things, even though the event has already long passed,
right.
you know. So good for her. I hope she, and I know she's going to be able to move on beyond it, but I hope that the lawsuit gives her the finances to be able to make that a little bit easier.
Well, she seemed like she had a positive attitude.
I really do think so. I think she has a very positive attitude, and that's really good. I want to try and go back to this caller that called in before. I'm going to try one more time, 441-428. Are you on the line?
Oh, hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, doing quite well. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from England.
England. Okay. I knew it was an international number. I know that you had been in the queue before and you got dropped out, and then you were back in.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to pick my handset, and then I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry about that. But I'm glad that we got you. So what's your first name?
It's Lily.
Lily.
Oh,
that is a beautiful name.
Lily.
I love the name, Lily.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell us how we can help you this evening.
I have a situation with I've recently moved into property, and it's just 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I feel that, you know, the agent was not honest with me. So when I moved into the property, I wasn't happy with basically, I think me and the landlady don't really get along. And, mm-hmm. it's also where she wants me to park. It's winter. And if I have to walk from where she wants me to park back to the house, it's pitch dark, and I am just terrified. So I wrote them a letter, and I told them that I want to terminate the contract immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the estate agent came back and told me that, those are not reasons good enough to terminate the contract. So they gave me conditions, two conditions, you know, upon which I could terminate the contract. But anyway, I am happy to for one of them, but they want me to stay here until they get another tenant, which I was willing to do initially. I am so unhappy. I've been emotional, you know, and then plus, I am just so terrified walking from where I parked the car back home. And, you know, I just, you know, I came home one evening and I was so emotional. And you know what? I said, no, I can't be this unhappy. I am going to go.
Right. Okay.
So I have found somewhere and I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, do you feel that they could actually pursue this legally, or do you feel, how is it going to go?
Well, I'm gonna tell you two things. First of all, I think they will pursue it legally. But that being said, I feel that the distance that they're having you park is far greater than would have been anticipated when you rented the flat. But also, I have to ask
Absolutely.
You this question. Yeah. Was there in writing anywhere when you rented it specifying where you had to park?
It was a verbally agreement, but then just shortly after I had got into the property, she told me that, oh, you can't park there because they don't want you to park there, so you need to go and park further down.
Okay.
But then
who owns the access to that parking spot?
It's a cul-de-sac, so I could park anywhere. It's a cul-de-sac,
okay,
so I could park anywhere.
It doesn't matter if they want you to park there or not, does it? Legally, you have the right to park there.
Yeah, but then again, she turned around and told me, oh, this is rural. This is rural England. There are no street lights. I told her, you know, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. You knew there were no street lights. I agreed to park there because, you know, I was new to the area. I didn't know. So I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. You say, you know, you're justifying the fact that I feel unsafe walking because there are no street lights. I told her, well, I don't want to live here. You know, I feel unsafe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to tell you that you will have an opportunity to discuss this in court. I think the most important thing is for you to be able to show the court the distance from where you anticipated you would be parking, which is right in front of where you would be living, versus where you are now having to park, meaning that every time you park your car then carry everything all the way back in the dark, you feel it's unsafe. And had you known that, you would not have taken this residential unit. So I think you need to show them, even if you could videotape it, even on your cell phone, and admit, you know, have that be admitted, so they can see how dark it is when you have to walk, and that was not previously discussed. However, I would get in writing from your landlord that they are requesting that you cannot stay in that premises if you refuse to park where they're telling you to park now. That was, you know, and it was not previously written that you had to park there. That should pretty much cinch it up and give you a reason to break your lease.
I wrote to her. I had already written to her, and she wrote to me back telling me that apparently her previous tenants were happy to park there, and the place is safe enough. There's, you know, there are no insecurities. But then I said, you know, I am a woman, you know. Yeah,
and also she had to have informed you that prior to you renting the place.
Exactly.
Okay,
there are other issues, like, you know, how I am paying for my electricity. They told me I would pay for electricity, but then when I moved into the property, that's when they made it clear to me that apparently I have a meter, and the meter runs into their meter. So basically, it's really upon them to decide, you know, how much I pay for electricity.
So it's not a private metered residence, and you were not made aware of that either.
I wasn't made aware of this, yes.
Well, there may be some laws that they're not adhering to as far as code goes for leasing out what they're leasing out, which would mean that automatically they would be in default as well.
Okay.
Okay, I do see that they're going to go to court, but I do see that you'll be successful if you back up what the information is, which is that there was no – you need to get from her that she's insisting that you cannot park in front of the unit, that you have to park in the dark somewhere. And as long as there is no proof that she had written this to you prior to you renting and signing the lease, then by law she cannot require you to do that, and that would give you grounds to break the lease.
Okay.
Right. And I do see if you are able to do that and to prove that by her sending you in writing that you cannot park there, then you will then have grounds to break the lease.
All right, she did.
And you'll be
fine. She did write. She actually wrote it in her response to me. She actually made it clear that she wanted me to park there, and apparently, her past tenants, you know, had been happy to park there. So that is fine. You know, at least I've got
Yeah, you've got it in writing, and what her past tenants do have nothing to do with you. If it wasn't in writing before you signed the lease, she cannot expect you to adhere to those rules after, period, end of story. Right?
All right.
Okay, so don't worry about that, okay? I see that it should go very well, okay?
Okay, no, I can't live here. It's brought me close to suicide. I couldn't live here anymore. I am just going to go.
Well, it sounds like there's two things going on. I also feel like there's kind of some bad energy in that house.
Okay.
You agreed? Would you agree with that?
I just feel that she's got very bad energy around her because I am quite spiritual as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can tell you that the location you're in just kind of has some bad mojo. So it's good that you move regardless. Just get out of there, you know. And if I don't think they're going to force you to pay for the time from when you vacate to when they get a new renter. I don't think that's going to happen. And you may have to go to court, but I see that you will be successful based on the letter that she sent you, because there is no written anything anywhere where she said you had to park that far away. And legally, I think with the way the unit is metered, that would have had to have been discussed and in writing the percentage of their bill that you would be paying every month as well, which was not. So she did not make you aware of this. So these are things that are after the fact that she's springing on you, so you certainly have the right to break the lease.
Thank you very much. So shall I ask another question?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, this is actually to do with my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, are you saying that am I going to have a stable relationship?
I see that you're going to have a stable relationship. I see you had one. I'm getting the number 3. 3 months or 3 years ago? I'm thinking 3 years ago. Is that correct? You were in a relationship. Is that correct?
2011.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'm seeing. That's when you were in your last kind of longer relationship. But I see that a couple of things have gone down, and one of those things is that you've decided that you were going to be independent, and you weren't going to. What's the word? You're no longer going to be somebody that you're not. You're not going to chameleon just to be what a man wants you to be. You're going to be truly who you want to be, and if they like that, great, and if they don't, they can hit the road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So this is good. This is a good decision because you're being independent. Everybody should be who they truly want to be. And I can tell you that it may take you a little while to meet this person, but I do believe that you will meet him within the next 12 months.
Okay, all right.
Which is not that long, really, when you think about it, you know?
No.
No, it's really
so
not,
I
know.
Yeah, so should I forget about somebody that I met, and he travels a lot. He travels in his work. His name is
Is he a gypsy?
Is that a guess?
I said, "Is he?" I was making a joke. I asked if he was a gypsy. I was just.
No, he wasn't gypsy. No, his name is.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I forget about him?
It's not that you should forget about him. I just feel as if he doesn't make as big an effort as you would like him to, and I think that's been kind of apparent and obvious. So
yes,
you get together with him when it convenient, and when it's not, you're really not in the picture. So I think that that's not a relationship that has a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's okay to forget about him and to move on. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
So welcome. And thank you so much for calling overseas and over
thank
the
you.
Great ocean. And we do love your accent, so you're welcome to call anytime you want, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Take care and God bless now. Well, she was very sweet, too.
She
huh?
was very sweet.
She was sweet.
And I love her accent.
I know. We do. We do love the English accent, don't we?
It just makes them sound so smart.
But they are smart. What do you just say?
I know that, but you know what I mean.
Well, you're about to get beat up by a bunch of English people. Oh,
it's
makes
a compliment.
Them sound so smart.
It's a compliment.
But no, actually, they did a thing on Jay Leno the other night, and they said, even a man who has an English accent that might be getting arrested just sounds so proper, you know?
So proper and so nice,
yes,
and friendly.
And like they would never be rude, and they
right.
just sound so lovely, don't they?
Well, probably because we don't live with them all the time, so, you know,
well,
it's not commonplace.
Well, and also we don't bastardize the language. I mean, we do bastardize
we do.
The language. They
I
don't.
I mean, we don't They're, sound intelligent when we talk.
No, we're like, we ain't going there. And, you know, I know. It's so sad. And they speak so eloquently, and they use
do.
Proper English, and it's such a delight. But I think that we should have English night. We should have English radio psychic night and only let people call from overseas that are from England.
That would be fun.
Let's, we're going to do
that. And then we
that.
Could use our fake English
and we'll
accent.
Use our fake, that's right. And you can all listen. You all have to tune in and listen. So we're going to do it probably in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I have to get some advertising to England before I do it, because I have to advertise there before
right,
I do it.
Right.
So we're going to have the fake English accent, and we're going
to
we're gonna
we have 2 weeks to perfect them.
We have 2 weeks. And you all know that every time we do an English accent, we do sound Asian. So it's, we're not gonna really, no one's gonna be fooled, but it's okay because we're gonna have fun, and all our listeners will have fun, and the readings will be real, and I know that the people calling in will know what it is, so they'll be
or
in on it.
Maybe everybody has to call in with a fake accent.
Ooh, so
that would be
so
fun.
It's a show for people from England who have English accents, but they have to use another accent when they call in.
They have to call in with
and
American
then they get
accent.
A free reading. I like it. Yes. Okay. So 2 weeks from tonight. That's what we're going to do, and let's see how successful we are, okay?
Yeah.
This will be a, I don't know, I think it'll be,
people are going to go, I have no idea why I'm calling
this
it.
Will either be the best show we've ever done or the worst show we've ever done, but I like it. I think it's a good idea. You know, I had said earlier we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how about, you know, we all go for mani-pedis. Women, let's face it, you know, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, we didn't all go for mani-pedis. I mean, we barely.
No.
It was only the select few who could afford to go.
Well,
would go.
And most of the time you went and had a manicure at a hair salon.
Right.
That's the only place that had them.
Right. But I always wondered, like, where did this all come from? How did it all come about?
I have no idea.
This will blow your mind. In 1975, according to Nails Magazine, there's actually like a magazine called Nails Magazine. It's a trade publication. The film star Tippi Hedren. Now, Tippi Hedren is the mother of Melanie Griffith.
Oh, okay. I thought
okay.
her name was familiar.
Who's married to, ready?
Antonio
Banderas. Yeah, we just like to say that.
Who we love.
We love, just to say his name. We just
I know.
Like saying his
I would
name.
Like him to call in.
Okay, Antonio, Antonio Banderas, you must call us, okay? All right, so anyway, Tippi Hedren persuaded 20 refugees from a war-ravaged Vietnam area in Vietnam to train with her personal manicurist. And it provided them an easy way to earn a living compared to other professions that, you know,
mm-hmm.
they would have had to do. So jumping into the business really only required a very small cash investment and little, very little English and a short series of cosmetology classes. And then all of a sudden, thousands of nail salons started to spring up across the country run by Vietnamese Americans who hired all their friends and relatives, and they charged less than the going rates. And, you know, it used to be a luxury, as we were
yeah.
just saying, and then suddenly it became affordable to the masses. But 75% of all nail salons are owned by Vietnamese Americans, according to Nails Magazine.
That's interesting.
So this was started by somebody who was trying to help retrain people
uh-huh.
so that they could make a living. And
huh.
I just think it's really interesting because most people have no idea how that came about, you know.
And that was from 1975, huh?
1975, which makes sense because I remember starting to go in 1980 or 1981.
Okay.
And it was the first time I went. And I remember then it was $20. And in 1980, that was a lot of money to get your nails done.
To get your nails done.
You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, wow, this is really expensive, but gosh, they look good, so
uh-huh.
I've got to just keep doing this. And I did for many, 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 many years.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. So I just thought that was really interesting. And there's, of course, a lot more story to it, but look that up on Google. I think you'll all find it very interesting. And I was going to tell you, you know, a lot of people think that the manicurists or the nail salon people talk negatively about us when we're getting our nails done.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But it's interesting. I'm going to give you there was a writer, a reporter, who went into a nail salon. She spoke fluent Vietnamese. And she said that when she went in there, it's like any other place of work that you would go to. People talk about their children. They talk about what they're making for dinner. They talk about, what's going on with, you know, their husbands or et cetera.
Just everyday stuff.
Everyday stuff. But she interestingly said this particular day that she was in there, one of the people said she drives a Mercedes, but she's so cheap.
Oh, no way.
Okay. But then on the flip side, another one said, oh, my gosh, look how beautiful her hair is.
Oh, okay.
Okay. See, her makeup looks nice, but her hands need a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's, you know, I mean,
well,
they're a manicurist. That's okay.
Right.
Your makeup looks great, but we need to work on your hands.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And then when one man was having his feet soaked, the girl said to the other girl, is he married? Why doesn't he wear a ring? Is that young companion with him really his daughter? But I think what's interesting to note here, we're not hearing anything, you know,
no.
This is just, you know, normal. What
well,
we would,
it's good to know because
yeah.
You think they're saying, oh, look at her ugly hair and she's so fat and she's so skinny
right,
and she's got ugly toes.
And they don't say that, except when I go in there, they say, dear God, I wish this woman would shut up. Yes, all Americans are so stupid. No, because I giggle when they do my feet.
Well, you laugh because you're ticklish.
Yes, it makes me crazy. But anyway, and then there are a few more of the comments that were said was, he looks so clean, but his feet are so dirty. But, you know.
Well, and I would comment
that
on that, too.
And then she said, be careful not to graze that lady's skin. And the other woman said, I'm not. And then the other lady said, then why is she yelling? Probably because it was me and I was laughing hysterically, okay, because I can't help it. I'm ticklish. And then one of the remarks, I'm reading you the remarks because I thought they were interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know. The one lady said, they think we sit around and gossip about people. And then the other lady said, not her again. Her mom is so polite. I don't know why the daughter is so demanding. Didn't she learn how to act nice? Okay, so this is nothing.
That's nothing terrible, not as
absolutely
bad as I thought.
Absolutely not, you know. And then the one lady said, you don't need to ask her what color. She always chooses green. Okay, be careful because she's very ticklish. Okay, that could have been me. There you go. Sell the facial. She really needs the facial. And she looks like a model. I wonder if she's fake anywhere. She is so beautiful.
That's
but,
too funny.
Okay, these are the things that were said. She actually took notes. So, you know.
But, you know, they talk so quietly. I'm like, they must have supersonic hearing.
I don't, you know, how? I know.
Because I can barely hear
I know.
Them.
I'm thinking, sometimes I'm like, are you talking to me? I don't know,
right.
You know, what they're saying. But I just think it's. So here we all assumed that they were saying something negative, and they, you know, they're not. They're actually complimenting
general,
the majority of the time, or just, you know, passing a comment about, you know, maybe what you need to have done or what could help you in that situation.
Right.
So I think that's really great. I'm just really, yeah.
Well, good to know. So
yeah.
Next time we go, we won't think they're talking about us.
Exactly. See?
Uh-huh.
So, and yeah, I'm kind of pleased.
We need to bring a Vietnamese friend with us.
No, because now I know that they're not talking about us. After reading that article, I realized that, you know, they probably say she looks so clean, her feet are so dirty. and she's so ticklish. I wish she'd stop talking. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. This caller's calling in from area code, looks like 313 with a prefix of 213. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, how you doing, Dr. Jenny?
I'm doing very well. Is this Eric?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I only had a couple questions tonight. First
sure.
question is, you may want to talk to you about my job. I do go back Monday. Next
so you
month,
didn't get fired?
Next Monday.
So
no, I
you're,
did not.
You're, okay. What did everyone tell you?
Yeah, they told me the same exact thing you told me. It was just kind of
mm-hmm.
happy how I kind of went down and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I checked my car to get to a lot and the access was denied, so I really didn't know what was going on. But, yeah, I go back Monday.
Good. Congratulations.
But what I was actually calling was the job you should make pretty good money on. I was calling because, like, when I go back where I stay, get the overtime that I was getting.
You're going to continue to get it. It may take, especially we're coming into the holidays, so you're definitely going to be able to get the overtime. And I think so long as you're careful to make sure that nothing like this happens again, I don't foresee a problem for you at all. So I think you're going to do quite well, okay?
Okay. And there was also some talk before I had took this little break was that we were supposed to be either losing our contract or merging with Delta. Now, do you see us losing our contract, or what do you see?
I do not see you losing your contract with Delta. I don't know why. I don't see it. I just
okay.
don't see it.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
you're going to
okay.
be able to go with the comfort of knowing that that's probably not going to happen. Okay.
Okay, and one last thing, I transportation my truck that's kind of getting kind of out of whack, and I'm actually trying to see when do you see me getting a brand new car or something to that extent.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're not planning on stealing one, right? Because
no,
so you're
no.
supposed to laugh at that. Now, Eric, come on. You're concerned
no,
here.
No, no.
Okay. Honestly, I do not see a new car coming down the pike in the immediate near future. I see it's going to take about a good 6 to 8 months before that happens to get the kind of car that you want and the kind of, you know, the kind of car you want. So please, you know, be a little flexible, okay? Be a little flexible. Don't worry about it. Know that it's going to come.
Okay, now what about the transportation I do have? Because, like I said, it's getting up in mileage and,
mm-hmm.
you know, things is getting wrong with it and different aspects like that. So what do you see as
you know,
far as that could have
I know,
that,
I know a person right now who currently has a pen cap in their directional, in the steering column to make their directions go, to make their whatever, their, what do you call that, Jessica, the light? What is that? The blinker? Yeah.
The turn signal?
Turn signal, thank you. Yes, make a turn signal.
Hello.
What do I know about cars? And I mean, these are, you know, these are kids your age. And the wiring's not good. And as a matter of fact, sometimes the keys run out when the car is driving. They fall out of the ignition. So this is Jessica's daughter's car. So but the point that I'm trying to make is these things happen, and you and just like she is, making do and saving the money to get a nice new car that she really likes. And I think that's
yeah.
what you need to do too, Eric. I think, you know, you you save your money and make sure you're able to put – you don't want to put a big loan on you, so you want to be able to get a decent car and put money down. So don't strap yourself because you know you like to go out and date and have fun, and you don't want to have to worry about always getting overtime all the time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I do know. And I, like I said, that's the only way I was actually making decent money. And that's pretty much why I was called to actually see. Because, like I said, I've been off for a week, so I really don't know what to actually expect, you know, where I still get the overtime that I was getting.
You're still going to get the overtime. And the angels were right on
okay.
the money when they told you that you would be able to keep that job. So you could thank them because they rock, right?
Yeah, I could thank them, and I could thank you too, Dr. Jenny.
I just delivered the message. I'm so glad that you were able to keep the job and everything worked out, okay? That's the most important.
Okay.
Hold off on the car till you get a little bit more money, okay? Because then you'll be able to get something decent that you really want, okay?
Okay, like I said, I appreciate that. And I was, you know, I forgot to call you last Wednesday. Well, I went to Bible study, so by that time, I thought you still had the caller, so.
You can stand me up for Bible study any day of the week. I love that. That's good. I love that.
Okay.
You take care, Eric, okay? I'll continue to pray
okay.
for you.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Eric has, I've been talking with Eric for many years. He's a wonderful young man who I'm really very proud of because he's made some great strides. So
well, good.
He's an awesome young man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been a wonderful Wednesday evening,
yes,
as always.
Yes, it has. It went so fast.
It went really fast. And I want to tell everybody, tune in next Wednesday night. We'll have our wonderful mini readings, and we will also have some new information next week on, well, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'm working on something. Hopefully I can put it together by then. It'll be very interesting.
No way.
But
you're not going to tell us?
I will not tell you. But the week after that, we are going to do our show where we're going to advertise it. I will be spending 2 weeks advertising it all throughout England, having them call in
That's
on Wednesday
awesome.
Night and see how successful we are in getting people from England to
I
call.
I have to practice my English accent.
My daughter can say water. Water.
Water.
I'd like a water, please. Oh, see, I'm terrible. I still sound. I cannot do accents. It's gonna tune in. It'll
practice.
Be funny because we will sound like complete and total idiots. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday night right here at 7 p.m. on the Christian Psychic Cafe.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne, she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. love, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.